Welcome to the DermVet Podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Bourgeois, a board-certified veterinary dermatologist practicing in Portland, Oregon with animal dermatology clinics. I'm also a mom of two, just trying to find the balance like everyone else. Let's learn to ditch the itch, cytology, everything, and make derm more fun than frustrating. Thanks for joining me today on the podcast. I want to do something a little bit different today. When I originally set out to do the podcast, obviously the main reason was to get more dermatology education out there and to make it so general practitioners could practice better dermatology within their own practice and know when to refer, and just have tangible tips that they could utilize in the clinic on a daily basis, that it was digestible and easy to intake through social media and the podcast. But I've also always been an advocate and really passionate about, you know, our field and finding happiness and passion within our field. And I've done a few podcast episodes lately, and something that, for other podcasts, something that's come up quite a bit. And I think this is always a big topic, but it's especially a big topic right now because we are all so busy and overrun, and COVID's really affected a lot of us, all of us, with our mental health. And the term of work-life balance often comes up. And I think as a mom who works in the clinic, but also does a lot of this other stuff on the side, I get asked a lot about it. And I am by no means an expert. I am not a psychologist. This is all just from my own experience and failures. But I just wanted to give some input of how I view work-life balance, because I do think it's something that's incredibly important. But I also think I have a little bit of a different thought or perspective on it. You know, when we think of work-life balance, I think a lot of times we are thinking about how we're not prioritizing the life portion of that enough. And I'll start by saying a lot of people don't even like the term work-life balance. Some people prefer the term work-life integration. And, you know, honestly, I don't get that particular about the specific term. It doesn't bother me if people say work-life balance or work-life integration. I guess I'm just not that picky of a person. But if we just focus on work-life balance, you know, I guess the big question is what is balance? And I don't think it's fair that everybody has to have a 50-50 split in balance, because I think that's really unrealistic and unattainable for most of us. I think everybody's balance looks very different, and it comes down to what brings you joy, what brings you fulfillment. I feel like we put more pressure on ourselves if we think we're not doing the exact same work-life balance as other people. So let me give an example for that. I am a person who loves to work. When I get messages that say, oh, I don't know how you do it, or you just get all this stuff done, I remind them, this brings me joy. It is 8:54 p.m. on a Tuesday. We've gotten our kids to bed. I had a very long to-do list today, and I did not get this episode of the podcast recorded. And do I prefer not to do it at 8:54 p.m.? Absolutely. But I am so dedicated and get so much joy out of this podcast that having to give up this 15 to 20 minutes to record an episode is okay for me. No one's pressuring me to do it. I created this podcast all by myself. So that brings me joy. In the end of the day, getting this episode out brings me joy. That does not mean I think everybody has to occasionally give up a nighttime 15 to 20 minutes to work. You know, there's times where I'm really strict on my life portion of my balance, and I get stuff done ahead of time so I don't have to focus on things like work. I have friends who their personal decision in this period of their life has been to take a break from work. And that's where they are happy, is they needed that. That balance isn't necessarily that every single day is 50-50, but it was for that period of their life, they needed to focus on the life portion of it so they could come back to the work portion of it. So I think it becomes very stressful if we expect everybody's work-life balance to look the same. And the two things I think about when I think about the thought of work-life balance, for what that's what I'm just going to call it for this episode of the podcast. One vision I always have are waves. So what I mean by waves is I cannot just every single week be 100% 50-50 balanced. Things come in waves. So for example, when I'm traveling to different conferences and have public speaking, I can have sometimes a month that's really crazy. I have had months where I am gone 3 weekends in a row, or, you know, I have webinars I'm doing during the week, depending on the deadlines and, you know, what's requested of me, if I think it's a good opportunity. But then I could have a month the next month where I have no travel in a typical non-COVID world. So when I can kind of balance overall my life, and if I have a hard few weeks where I'm really focused on work, but I know that I'm going to hit a time period where I can really focus on my family and home, that is an overall, to me, balance versus the pressure of telling myself, oh, well, this great opportunity came up, but I already have something going on that month. Like, it just really depends. But again, these are things that bring me joy. Doing the podcast brings me joy. Doing the Derm Nerds community brings me joy. I am a better mom when I fulfill that portion of me. Like, I can absolutely tell when I'm more patient, I'm happier hanging out with my children when I have fulfilled the career portion of the day I wanted to fulfill. But that is not for everybody. For some people, it's working part-time. For some people, it's taking, you know, a few months away from work. So you really have to look at what fulfills you and not make it a competition. So for me, thinking about the waves, like occasionally a wave hits me and I could have a lot to do with work. Same with the clinic, right? Sometimes you get days that are just crazy busy, and then you might have a day where everything goes pretty smooth. Well, I think that goes for work-life balance too. I also just think about, like, I am a person that loves to work out. So I, you know, a lot of the either lifting or yoga that we do, we think about balance. Well, when I think about balancing on one foot, it is not realistic that, especially if I'm balancing on my left foot, that I am going to just balance on my foot and 100% be perfect, no wavering, no leaning to one side, no occasionally falling over. That is not realistic, at least for me, as a person trying to balance on one foot. So when I think about work-life balance, it's kind of the same. Like, you're kind of trying to balance things the best you can, but sometimes you tip one way and sometimes you tip the other way, and sometimes you have you're exactly balanced and you have a week that's pretty smooth. So I just don't like the pressure of thinking every single day has to be a 50-50 balance, or that work-life balance looks the same for everybody. Now, that's not to say we don't have to be careful. Like, since I'm a person who I do love to work, I have the people in my life that check in, and, you know, I kind of learn when I'm feeling burnt out and when all of a sudden that work portion of me is not bringing me joy and I need to take a step back. And having people in your life that can recognize that, even though I may want to work more, having people that can recognize, like, no, we're not into just you like to work phase. We're into, like, you know, an obsessive phase. You need to take a step back. Like, having that accountability and having that community of people can be extremely important. So you have to find the people that are going to understand your goals, whether it is to, you know, be more present in life and maybe not work as much, or be a person who has certain goals that they want to work towards in their career. But you also need the people that understand the other side of when you need to take a step back. So I think it's extremely important to have community, but also to take the pressure off yourself that everybody's, you know, career aspirations or family aspirations, or, you know, for me, like, parenthood aspirations are going to be the same, because they're not. They're going to be different. And the last really big thing I think is extremely important on this topic. You are allowed to change. You are allowed to change. You do not have to put a stake in the sand and say, this is what I am the rest of my life. Because you're going to have events that happen in your life, whether it's having a, you know, family, having a parent that's ill, having a friend that needs you, needing to think of your own mental health, and maybe you need a break. All of these things are going to change. So, you know, you can hit strides in your life where if you say, okay, I need to be part-time right now, that does not mean you have to be part-time forever if you don't want to be. If you decide I need a break from the clinic and I want to go into industry, that doesn't mean that if 4 years later you feel like you miss clinic work, you cannot go back. So you also have to realize as people, we evolve, we have different aspirations, we have different priorities, and you are allowed to change those things. You do not have to be one form of a veterinarian in our industry. You can change based on where you're at in life, you know, and what brings you joy. And I think that's really important because sometimes if I can only speak to the mom aspect because I'm a mom of two. But if I think about, say, a mom who wants to take a step back and maybe go part-time, then if, say, their kids get older and all of a sudden they feel like they want to go back full-time, they kind of feel bad because they're like, well, I made the decision to go part-time. But you're allowed to change. Maybe as your kids get older and they go into school or whatever that looks like for you, you decide that you do miss being at work full time and you want to be able to provide, you know, more income from your family, or you're missing that portion of your life and have, you feel like you have the desire to go back, then you're allowed to make that decision. And so those are kind of my big tips on this. One, do not think work-life balance looks the same for everybody. You are allowed to have different goals than somebody else. My quick example of that is I had put up a post about me on my day off going into the clinic and doing a video otoscopy. And then I gave a virtual lecture. Like I came home, got dressed up, did a virtual lecture that afternoon. And I had someone reach out and say, I would never go in on my day off. That's like my time. I would never go in on my day off. I was like, that's great. That's fine. I usually don't either, but I live really close to the clinic. We had a very long wait list. I had the staff to go in that day and do a procedure safely. I went in for a few hours, did a procedure, came home, felt really good about it, felt really happy. Didn't feel pressure from my work. No one was asking me to do it. It was just something I wanted to do. It was a great day. Came home, lectured. Super good Friday for me. That does not mean that I would expect anyone else to do it. I wouldn't want to work for a job who would make me do that. But in that moment, I felt fine doing it. And that's where we can be very different. I almost never do because I have a lot of stuff I attain to do on my days off. But in that situation, I did. So just like we don't want to pass judgment on someone who wants to take the time for themselves, we also can't pass judgment on the people that maybe do want to work more. You know, maybe they have certain financial goals they're reaching for, certain career goals they're reaching for. And as long as it's done in a very, you know, obviously healthy, safe way, that can look different for everybody. The other thing, again, is just remember that you can change. You can change your priorities. You're a person. You're allowed to change. That's normal. That's natural. Like, not many of us are going to graduate from vet school and just be the exact same person. Many of us aren't going to work for the same job, or even if we do, maybe we take a different role in that job, or we need a different schedule, or we do need, you know, different time commitments. All of that is very normal and can fluctuate. And I think that if we give ourselves that freedom and being open, you know, with the people we work with and just meeting people where they're at, including our staff, if they need to change things, that makes for such a better work culture and really makes for a healthier long-term, you know, long-term commitment to our field. So I hope that helps. These are just kind of my thoughts on it. I guess I view it a bit differently as far as just it's okay for all of us to be different in this aspect, whether that's working more certain times or focusing on ourselves and our life at certain times. But I also think I have changed my schedule. I have changed what I focus on. And I think that has kept me so passionate about this field, and I just want that for the rest of you. So I know this is a bit of a different episode. I'm not talking about cytology or itchy pets, but it's something that I think is extremely important and I'm really passionate about. So if this resonates with you, I hope you'll share this episode and reach out to me if you have any thoughts or questions about it at all.